What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. So on this episode, I talk about the Heat beating the 76ers in Game 5 and hoping to finish the series off tomorrow in Philly in Game 6. And then I finish off by talking about the upcoming Season 17 premiere of So You Think You Could Dance. I hope you guys enjoy. All right, everyone. So I'm going to get into my first topic of the episode. I'm going to start off by talking about the Heat bouncing back in Game 5 against the Philadelphia 76ers, winning 120-85 after struggling heavily in the previous two games against the Sixers in Philly. So to start off, overall, it was just incredible to see the resilience of this year's Miami Heat team. Like I said, the last two games, like games 3 and 4 at Philly, we were struggling heavily. Like it was really bad. And yes, most people were saying, oh, it's the offensive side of the ball is not working. The threes aren't falling. The shots aren't being made. They're not getting enough good looks. They need to change up the offense. They need to put this guy in. They need to take this guy out. But just like Spo said, just like Jimmy said after game 4, the success of this Heat team all starts on the defensive side of the ball. And I talked about that yesterday in our episode yesterday. When the defense is on, like, it translates to a better offense because it leads to more open shots. It leads to more opportunities. It leads to more guys getting more of a chance on offense to score the ball. And it also allows us to have to be an elite offense. When our defense is on point, like our offense doesn't have to be elite. It has to be, of course, like better than average, but I mean, it doesn't even have to be elite. That's how good our defense is. And I think game 5 showed that. It started on the defensive side of the ball. The fact that we held Philly to 85 points after they put up over 100 points in game 3 and in game 4. We pretty much shut down Joel Embiid for the majority of the game. He was still their leading scorer because obviously he's still, like I said yesterday on the episode, he is one of the best players in the world, a top 3 MVP candidate for a reason. So even on an off night for him, he went 7 for 12 with 17 points, which led all scorers for the Sixers. But we were able to contain him more. Bam did a great job on him. Jimmy even did a great job on him. Tucker did a great job on him. We were able to completely X out James Harden, and another guy, you know, I have to give the coaching staff, the players, a lot of credit for finally figuring out a way to get this guy out of contributing for Philly is Tyrese Maxey. We were finally able to contain Maxey yesterday. He had his worst game of the series, and to me, he looking at that Philly team, he's the X factor for them, in my opinion. To me, he's been, of course, other than Embiid, Maxey's been the most consistent player for Philly in my eyes. I know Harden, he had that little flashback moment in the fourth quarter of game 4. But when I say consistency, I mean every game contributing for your team. And I think Tyrese Maxey's been right behind Joel Embiid in that category. And even in the first two games when Philly was struggling without Embiid, Maxey was like that one constant that you had to really try to contain and keep your eye on. We were able to guard Maxey very good. We put Jimmy on him for a lot of the game. And another move here that we did, when Caleb Martin, when we first put him into the game yesterday, we put him directly to the defend Tyrese Maxey. And a couple of days ago, I actually told my sister that in game 5, I would love to see us put Caleb Martin in the game to cover Maxey, because, yes, we have a lot of elite defenders, Bam, PJ, Jimmy, Oladipo, and the list goes on. And obviously Caleb's on that list as well, and Strus and all these guys. But what I told my sister is that I feel the only one that could really keep up and contain Maxey's speed was Caleb Martin. So it was pretty cool for me to see Spo put in Caleb and put him directly to guard Tyrese Maxey. I thought that was really cool because it was a thought I had in my head, and then Spo and the coaching staff that actually went with it. So it was really nice to see. So, like I said, everything for this team, the success of this Heat team this season starts on the defensive side of the ball. And like I said, the elite defense will translate into good offense and enough offense to win. and beat any team in the league. I really believe that. Now to talk about some of the players, like, individually. Jimmy had another dominating superstar performance. Like, playoff Jimmy is just, like, another level. He's arguably been the best overall individual player in these whole playoffs. On the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball, he does it all. He knows how to draw fouls. He's heavily improved his three-point shooting in comparison to the regular season. He just did another tremendous job yesterday. And another couple guys I want to talk about, Max Strus. He had a huge bounce-back game for the Heat after struggling mightily in the previous two games in Philly in terms of shooting. Yesterday, he did a tremendous job. He started the game hot in the first quarter. He had 11 points. And, Strus, the performance he had yesterday with so much pressure, the resiliency he showed, shows why the Heat love him so much, why they believe in him so much, why they put him to be a starter. The performance he had yesterday was a Heat culture type of performance in my eyes, because, like I said, he struggled like heavily in games 3 and games 4 in terms of shooting. Like, his defense was always on point, but even game 4, it was one of the rare times I've seen Max Strus struggle on the defense side of the ball. And he even fouled out and everything. But yesterday, he was able to bounce back with all the noise, all the pressure. People wanted him out of the rotation on the bench. They wanted Duncan to start. They wanted Tyler to start. They wanted other guys to start. Vic, they wanted him to start. And Strus proved why Eric Spoelstra inserted him into the lineup and why his teammates love him. So hell of a performance, hell of a bounce back game for Max Strus. Another guy to talk about who I feel sometimes people forget to talk about him, because it's just an expected thing that this guy's going to be on point every single game, no matter who we're playing, no matter how his teammates are playing, no matter what's going on in the game, no matter what the score is, playoffs, regular season, whatever it may be. But that's PJ Tucker. I mean, PJ Tucker is always on point. You could always count on him on the defensive side of the ball, of course, but also the offensive side of the ball. He hit both of his three-point attempts yesterday. He even faked the three, drove it in, kind of did a little fake move, faked the defender out for Philly, and was able to put in a little layup type of shot. So he had another tremendous game. Gabe Vincent, I've been raving about him. He's had a tremendous playoff so far. To see the progress Gabe Vincent's, like, game on the defensive side of the ball and the offensive side of the ball, it's tremendous. Like, this is an athlete, in my opinion, that people should look up to. When you look at where he started as an undrafted free agent a couple years ago to where he is now, it's just an incredible turnaround. And, of course, like always, we got to give credit to the Heat's developmental staff and everything. But, man, to see Gabe Vincent and Max Strus out there, two undrafted guys, to see what they're doing, it's just incredible. Let's see who else to talk about here. Off the bench, Victor Oladipo had a tremendous game. He had 13 points, but it wasn't just like, oh, he scored double-digit points and hit a couple, whatever, hit a three. And something I noticed, like, because I'm the type of fan, sports fan, that prefers to judge players based off of what I see instead of looking at a box score. You know what I'm saying? And yesterday I saw a little extra burst in Oladipo and he would drive in. I thought he had a tremendous game. Tyler Hero, another tremendous game for him. He had 10 points off the bench. Dwayne Dedmon, I in my opinion, what we saw from him yesterday proves clearly that it was a big loss not having him in game 4. Yes, you look at his box score, nothing crazy, nothing's going to stand out. But if you watch the game, I thought he did a nice job guarding Joel Embiid when he did. He brings that energy. He'll do anything for his team. He'll do anything to win. And I think you need players like that, and especially in the playoffs. And when you look back at Heat history, you think of Birdman, you think of Haslam. Like, those are guys that sparked energy. They're willing to do anything to help their team win. And I just feel like Dedmon is one of those guys. I already talked about him, but Caleb Martin had a nice game as well on the defense side of the ball. On offense too, he's always able to get open. He's always aggressive and driving in, which I love. And then Bam as well. Bam, especially on the defensive side of the ball, heavily improved. In comparison to game 4, He got into foul trouble in game four yesterday. He was able to play better defense. I think he only had, let me see, yeah, one foul. So obviously it's a huge improvement. I thought he did a great job. Duncan Robinson, finally, he was able to play. I was happy for him. He had 4 points in 14 minutes. Let's see. Oh, yeah, it was cool, too, to see Haywood Highsmith come in. He hit 2 threes in 7 minutes. Omer Yurtseven, he had 4 points in 8 minutes. So it was cool to see the guys usually don't play to get some playoff action. I think it's important not only for them, like in terms of like Pat Riley, the front office and the coaching staff seeing what they could do, but also to gain this experience, even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it may be, playing in the playoffs, getting that experience could go a long way in their career. So it was nice to see guys who usually don't play in the playoffs, like I said, get some minutes. And it was just an overall dominating performance for the Heat. And they're going to look tomorrow to close it out in Philly for game six, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Very excited to watch that game. But, yeah, yesterday I was a very proud Heat fan. I took it all in. It was very fun, especially, like I said, in the beginning after the last two games. We've heavily struggled. I was super happy to see them get that huge victory, winning by 30 points. And, yeah, I'm just really excited, like I said, for game six tomorrow. But, yeah, so those are my thoughts on Game 5, the Heat's victory, 120-85 over the Sixers. Heat with a 3-2 series lead, looking to close it out tomorrow and advance to their 8th Eastern Conference Final since 2005. All right, guys, so on this portion of the episode, I'm going to be talking about the upcoming season of So You Think You Could Dance. So You Think You Could Dance Season 17. Will premiere actually a week from tonight, May 18th at 9 Eastern, 8 Central Time on Fox. And this is the first season of So You Think You Could Dance since June 3rd. No, since June of 2019. So that's pretty crazy to think about. So, yeah, from June to September of 2019 was season 16. And then, of course, a pandemic happened and there hasn't been a season since. So, it's going to be cool to see So You Think You Could Dance back on our TV screens. This is a show, like, I've talked about it on here. I've always been a huge Dancing with the Stars fan. So You Think You Could Dance. I haven't watched nearly as many, like, seasons, but I have watched some seasons here and there. And I just think it's exciting overall. We're such a, like, legendary American show in terms of, like, dance competitions, like, return. The show's produced so many professional dancers, and specifically dancers that have gone on to become pros on like Dancing with the Stars. So it's pretty cool to see like young dancers like in America get their shot again, make it big and have a professional career thanks to like So You Think You Could Dance. There is going to be a change in the show. It's a whole new panel of judges. The previous judges, Nigel, Mary, and Lorianne, will not be returning for season 17. Instead, the new judges will be Twitch, who One So You Think You Could Dance. He's like a legendary dancer. He's in a couple of like dance movies. He's also known for his like role being on The Ellen Show. Another judge joining him will be Matthew Morrison, who's most known for his role as a high school teacher in the show Glee. And also JoJo Siwa, who of course like everyone knows. Like, who doesn't know JoJo Siwa? Of course, most recently she finished up a tour around the United States. And before that, she was the runner-up of the latest season of Dancing with the Stars. And she's done a lot. So yeah, the judge panel sounds really cool, actually. I think they're going to do a great job. And thankfully, the host of the show, Kat Deely, she will be returning. And it's funny because she's like the one person I always remember. No matter what season of So You Think You Could Dance, or if someone brings up So You Think You Could Dance like randomly, I always remember Kat Deely first before any other person. So I'm happy for her. And I think it's the right decision that they're allowing her to return, unlike what Dancing with the Stars did a couple of years ago with Tom and Aaron. But whatever, that's a story for another day. So, yeah, season 17, So You Think You Could Dance premieres, like I said, Wednesday, May 18th, a week from tonight at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on Fox. And, yeah, I think it's going to be it might be a historic turnout in terms of viewers, I feel like, because it's been so long, like I said, since 2019, since the show's been on air. So I think it's going to be a great season. I'm excited to watch. Happy for the new judges. Happy for all the dancers. Good luck to all of them. But yeah, so get ready. May 18th, 9 Eastern, 8 Central. So then you could dance season 17 premiere on Fox. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Covered some sports, covered some entertainment, just like I did yesterday. It was a lot of fun to do. And yeah, thanks again for tuning in. Stay tuned for more content coming your way. And until next time, everyone, take care.